Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Bible describes Solomon as one of the wisest men who ever lived. But there were many times in his life when he acted very foolishly. His experiences in seeking fulfillment in worldly possessions, through sexual promiscuity, through worldly wisdom, and through political power, convinced him that these were all vanity and vexation of the spirit. Every young person needs to read the book of Ecclesiastes and learn of Solomon's experiments to find joy, lasting happiness, and satisfaction. If you read this book carefully and prayerfully, you will discover the true meaning of being useful and joyful. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. The same wise man wrote the book of Proverbs, or wrote some of the Proverbs, and probably collected some of them. The advice he gives to all of us, both old and young, should cause us to sit up and take notice. It could save us many headaches and heartaches. Will you listen to what Solomon said in this passage? My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lay in wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Do not listen to them. Proverbs 1:10-11. Can you think of any advice young people need any more than they need the advice Solomon provided in this text? My question for you to consider today is very simple. Where do our young people and older people obtain this life-saving advice? What reliable resource is available for us in our day? My friends, this information and instruction our young people must have, if they are to avoid the pitfalls Solomon mentions in Proverbs 1 and elsewhere in this great book, must come from parents. God has specifically said to parents, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Incidentally, the Greek word rendered nurture means discipline. The word involves providing all the training a child needs to grow into maturity and to avoid the destructive evils of our day. The word includes teaching, instructing, warning, correcting, and punishing. May I ask the parents in my audience today a very personal but very vital question? Are you teaching your young people about alcohol and about other drugs, about sexual promiscuity, about working to make an honest living, about having respect for all people regardless of race or color or national origin or financial standing? Are you taking them to Sunday school, to worship services of the church, to gospel meetings, and to other religious activities of the church? Are you encouraging them to be diligent students of the Word? Do you remember what God told Moses about teaching the children in the nation of Israel? You shall teach them diligently unto your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6:7-9. If parents follow the instructions of the wise man Solomon and of Moses, will that guarantee that none of our children will go astray? My friends, there are no guarantees, but we shall be held accountable for not teaching them. If they are enticed by sinners after we have done our best, God will not hold us responsible for their conduct. May God bless the parents of America with wisdom and foresight and courage. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.